state have begun to send in hundreds of applications for admission to the college. These young applicants come for personal interviews. They desire to teach, and perhaps there is a place for them at State College. They're met by the Student Committee on Admissions, who tell them about the college and explain the order of the day. They'll introduce them to the faculty members who will decide whether or not they have the qualifications to take their place with tomorrow's teachers. First, they'll have a medical exam. A healthy body and steady nerves are the first requirements for teaching. Next, a speech and voice test. They will have several conferences with other faculty members so that they can get acquainted and that they may ask questions about what lies before them. Finally, they'll return to the admissions office and the reports of the various interviews will be reviewed by the director of admissions. This is necessary so that everyone will receive a fair hearing. A few short weeks may elapse before these young people receive official notification that they have been accepted. But if all has gone well, they leave the campus with the feeling that they will be back in the fall. When September comes and our new freshmen arrive, the first big problem is to get acquainted. Freshman camp starts things rolling. The girls' camp, hidden away in the hills of the Grafton Mountains, is an ideal spot. Here, sports, talk, outdoor fun, all play their part, until at last acquaintances become friends. Boys' camp is held in the lower regions of the Hudson, where they exclude everything feminine. Here, men can be men, get acquainted, and lasting comrades are found. When the weekend is over, the Fosh are caught in a swiftly moving current of registration. The first days are busy ones. There are 101 things to do, and many of them a bit confusing. Classes to arrange, books to be purchased, and one must get acquainted with a strange campus. There is a place for the new student in one of our organized houses, or one of our three dormitories. Settled in his room, the new student begins to feel at home. Roommates are found, and life takes on a pattern soon to become familiar. Activities Day, the day for choosing extracurricular activities. It looks like fun, and it is, but it's also preparation for the job ahead. Let's see how one thing leads to another. The student who is interested in dramatics learns many things besides being an actor. The student must learn to build a set, paint scenery, apply makeup, and many other things related to dramatics. C, until this student is ready to take her glamorous place before the footlights. Finally, under the guidance of a wise veteran, the director of dramatics, the student learns how to direct the play. Another year will find State College students showing actors in many New York State high schools how to weave words on a page into living drama. And so it is with many phases of work. We learn, first of all, that we ourselves must be educated men and women. We learn that we may teach others in our turn. In chemistry, biology, literature, geography, the social studies, we are constantly made aware of new worlds to conquer. The pattern of our activities is a nicely balanced routine between the classroom, the library, and the out-of-doors. Classroom hours are devoted to lectures, discussions, and practical demonstrations. We learn to use the tools of our profession. We try to solve the world's problems and soon become aware of the task we are to face with tomorrow's teachers. As a part of our classroom study, a field trip is used to keep us in touch with reality. Tiny water plants and animals we have read about in books are sought out in their native habitat. Each plant and animal's peculiar characteristic of living is studied. Whether they are friends or enemies of mankind is important to us and to our future citizens. Those specimens which offer possibilities for scientific experimentation are taken into the laboratory, where we learn ways and means of controlling their effects upon our culture. Albany offers the serious student a rich educational environment. It was the focal point in the British strategy to win the Revolutionary War, and was also the birthplace of Ben Franklin's Albany Plan of Union. Names such as Goyne, Washington, Schuyler, and many others bring to mind the historic background of this area. Famous spots make history come alive. Aside from being one of America's leading transportation centers, few people realize the magnitude of Albany's harbor on the Hudson. It's the terminal of the barge canal, Clinton's Big Ditch. Here, the student of commerce can see at first hand the products of the hinterland being loaded on ships for strange lands across the sea. Many State College students visit sessions of the legislature where they can study democracy in action. Others take advantage of the educational resources of the state departments located in Albany, where problems of education, health, conservation, and others are mastered. The state library supplements the college library, where we find that rare and valuable book we need in our search for knowledge. Profitable hours can be spent in the state museum, which is one of the finest in the nation. Here we find another contact with reality. The mind stirs, stumbles, then moves forward as we learn. Faculty members who at first were merely names in the catalog step out into real life and become friends. We sing German Lieder, or collect folklore, or discover great novels of which we'd never heard, or come to know a gracious dean of women, or see the beauties Euclid saw, or meet the principal of Milne High School, or without pedantry, see the whole world through a geographer's eyes. And from these folks and their colleagues, we learn what people sometimes forget, that a good teacher is something different from a mere specialist or bookworm. A really successful teacher must be an interesting human person. He must know many things he will never teach, and be able to do more than that for which he is paid. Music is a universal language and goes far toward developing a human understanding between teachers and pupils. Develops in others the urge for sports, intramural and varsity teams. A sense of fair play and sportsmanship is essential in teaching. Good health, delight in recreation, the ability to be one of a team. These will be the assets of tomorrow's teachers. Thank you. play of school hours are over, there comes the relaxation of dinner in an atmosphere of dignity and calm. These hours together are happy ones, from which good fellowship and lasting memories result. After dinner, there is time for relaxation before the fire. Maybe some sport, a game of bridge, or just a little gossip. By 8 o'clock, everybody begins to think of the special tasks that evening brings. Tomorrow's lessons must be learned. Assignments must be prepared. A story must be written for the state college news. A basketball game needs some attention. And a new moon requires some looking into. Time passes quickly in college. Months, days, and hours all filled with new and exciting experiences and many challenging things to do. Moving up day, the day when each class moves up and the grand old seniors move out into a new and challenging world, which they are now fully prepared to accept. For as they have benefited from the teaching of others, future generations may now benefit from them. Signposts of our growth, we have learned much about ourselves, about each other, about this exciting world toward which we head. On moving up day, we're thinking about our college, about ourselves, and about what lies before us. We remember other moving up days with their color, pageantry, and excitement. Through it all, we feel the thrill that comes with the knowledge that in this year, we have been successful in taking one more step toward entering upon our chosen career. The moving up day, which occurs in our junior year, is the one that means most to us, because from our ranks are selected the leaders of the various college organizations. We select the president of our student body and the group known as Miscania, our Supreme Court. Aside from being the bridge of understanding between the students and the administration, it is a judicial body which interprets the constitution of the student organization. At a weekly meeting, student votes are counted and verified. Together with student council, problems relating to student life are taken to the administration, where a committee discusses a problem with President Collins. Between September and early fall, there are a few weeks when the seniors take full advantage of the autumn beauty of Washington Park, which adjoins our campus, and brace themselves for their practice teaching. In Milne High School, young teachers learn the art of teaching. This practice teaching in Milne is the culmination of our college careers. It's the test of our ingenuity and our resourcefulness. It's here that we polish our poise and self-assurance. For 3 long years, we have studied hard, so that we ourselves may first of all be educated citizens. Through a curriculum equal to that of the best of our colleges, we have been improving our minds and training our eyes that we may understand our world and its past. With the aid of a carefully selected faculty, we have learned in theory and through observation the skills and techniques of teaching. Some of us took our classroom problems out on the campus before we solved them. We have studied about children and their development, how they develop into strong and healthy young citizens. We have observed classes in Milne. We soon gain the confidence that we can be successful teachers. At last, we have the opportunity to put our learning and observing to the test. Each step is watched by the hopeful eye of the supervisor. Like every young teacher, we make mistakes. But with help and advice, they're not too serious. Our lesson is checked over, and the techniques, which last year were vague theories, become skills at our command. we concentrate on the special problems of curriculum supervision, of guidance, of mastering the skills we shall need in our work. Through it all, we work with Milne High School students, our students now. For 4 months, we are given an opportunity to teach, to prove our worthiness to be certified a high school teacher by the state of New York. Toward the end of the year, requests from principals begin to come in for new teachers. We write letters of application and our credentials are sent out. The Placement Bureau is a busy place. They arrange interviews between principals and members of the senior class. Now is the time when the personality behind the training, the poise and self-assurance behind the scholastic record, begin to pay dividends. Then, as the pen scratches our signature across a contract, we know that we're about to reach our goal, about to take our place with tomorrow's teachers. The big day has arrived. Graduation is a reality. A new generation of teachers has left our campus to serve the people. Another autumn, we face a new school with a new and challenging job to do. Like our colleagues in the field, we stand trained and equipped to bring the promises of this land closer to their fulfillment. We who have been happy learning go forth to teach in the spirit Chaucer understood when he wrote, "Gladly would he learn and gladly teach."